This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, back to Consumed, our series this week from the Sustainability Desk.
We want more. We want more.
Here's how to order.
Now, how much would you pay?
But you can see it's worth it.
Call now because you're worth it, worth it, worth it.
What we're trying to get at in this thing is whether we can afford our kind of consumer behavior in the long run. What we get for all the buying we do and what it costs. It's hard, right? Because the economy doesn't really work well without us. But how much longer can it keep on working this way? Or, to use a different phrase, is our consumer economy sustainable? One answer shows up in a conversation I had at the hardware store the other day with Chad, the guy who tried to upsell me the grill yesterday, if you remember that.
How long you been here?
I've actually been here about 2 months.
2 months. Are you working full-time?
I'm part-time.
How many hours?
Just under 30 this last
year. Do you want full-time?
I would love full-time, absolutely.
But
they don't have it.
Are you getting by on 30 hours a week?
I have a second job.
Where do you get health care benefits and all that? Do you get it anywhere?
Not right now, no.
So what do you do?
I don't get sick, and I don't get hurt.
I don't get sick and I don't get hurt, just in case you didn't hear it over that phone ringing there. There is actually a management phrase for that. It's called efficiency innovation, using part-time workers or fewer workers for just-in-time shifts, as they call them. The industries that are creating the most new jobs in this economy, retail and restaurants, hospitality and healthcare, are also producing the most part-time and temporary jobs. Jobs without benefits or any real sense of security. Jobs that are in turn creating a different kind of consumer. One without a way to plan for the future.